My name is Kristen Couture, and I'm from New England and New York City, and I've come to Mexico City to exhibit my work at El Rojo de Tacubaya, the gallery of Patricia Bernal. And the series I have is on the Popocatépetl, the volcano in Mexico City, which I've been observing for about 3 years. I've been observing his exhalations and the atmospheres and thinking about the volcano as a person with all the qualities of a human being. And I have some of these volcanoes paired with some drawings that I did in the 1970s of children, kind of wicked children, in a New England interior. And these have a little bit of a surreal aspect. And there's something about the volcano in children about to erupt and maybe commit mayhem. So I've paired the volcanoes with the children, and they're kind of in shades of gray with a little bit of color here and there and some white. And there's a psychological resonance between the two that I find very interesting. You know, looking at work from the past that was done over 30 years ago and the work I'm doing now, the portrait of Popocatépetl, and really enjoying the play between just the atmosphere of the volcano. In one of these drawings, the one on the bottom right-hand side is a little girl. It's called Beware of Little Girls in Hair Bows. And she's Victorian, and she looks very innocent. And yet in the back of the room is a bound-up body of an adult. And outside in the window is the figure of Marcel Proust looking in. And in the world that I created with children, the children rule. The adults are kind of foolish, and they don't boss the children around. The children create their own menace. And, you know, volcanic spirit. There's another one similar to it in above, and that's called Beware of Little Boys in Bow Ties. And again, we have proper Victorian children, the little boy with the bow tie, and behind his back, it looks like there's an axe head. And behind the curtains, it looks like, ooh, you've got the legs and shoes of someone on the floor, perhaps a victim. So, you know, children have this rage. They explode like a volcano, and you never know when that's going to happen. The drawing on the lower right-hand side, it's called Voodoo Doll. And another little Victorian girl is sitting on the floor with a doll, and there are pins sticking out of it. And in the background is a woman in bed, naked, with some little creatures that I like, with human heads surrounding her. And how many times have we thought of as children of sticking pins in a doll to get back at our parents or to get back at an adult? So again, it's the child ruling, you know, this world that's been created. Well, I know that's true in real life. There are all these problems. But when I created these, it was more of a fantasy about the general quality of children. And I was thinking of some of the literature and some films, such as The Bad Seed. I was thinking of that kind of body of work rather than super reality, just because I hadn't experienced that personally.